42-year-old Madut Akech Madut, a government soldier who was reunited with his family earlier this year, says he and other soldiers were sent by boat to Malakal during the war in 2016 to fight the rebels. Madut says before he and his colleagues reached Malakal, rebels attacked their boat and he and other government forces were captured. He says they were taken to a prison in a place called Tunjung in Malakal and imprisoned for 2 years. Five of them were later transported to Liri village in the Nuba Mountains. But it says rebel commanders forced the captured soldiers like himself to farm and dig pit latrines. He says a day in June, while he and his colleagues were digging latrines in Liri, the guard soldiers all got drunk and fell asleep. Madut escaped and travelled to Juba, where he connected with the Red Cross, which reunited him with his family in July in Gogrial.
My wives left because they heard that I was killed. I had a brother in whose home I was staying. When the boat was shot, he called my family in the village and told them those of Madut have been killed already. They made my funeral prayers and slaughtered a big cow. And my brothers had worked on their death certificate so that they look for money from the military. But he was told there was no money.
Annette John, a mother of nine who is still searching for a missing son, says in 2017, her son went to Kajukeji to study when conflict broke out there. John says she never saw her son again until today.
And he found that the old Kajukeji was all run to Uganda. Then he also decided to go to with the children of school there together. And then at a moment, his uncle came to tell me that he returned back to Kajukeji to collect his properties and not return back again.
Joan says she was traumatized, but through psychosocial support from ICRC and the South Sudan Red Cross, she's getting better and hopes to see her son in the near future. Nora Nahawas, head of the ICRC Protection Department, says the ICRC has been tracing cases of missing people dating as far back as the 1980s during the civil war between Southern Sudan and the Sudanese government. She says by 2020, ICRC had reunited 700 missing people with their families, but she says many more are still missing.
We have more than 5,300 cases that are registered with the ICRC, but it doesn't mean that the number of more than 5,300 cases is the total caseload for South Sudan. So this caseload is shared with the national society, the South Sudanese Red Cross, and it is basically family members opening tracing case, so allowing the ICRC to look for their beloved ones that are missing.
Peter Mayen, the National Minister for Humanitarian Affairs, acknowledges many South Sudanese have gone missing due to the conflicts and natural disasters. Mayen says he cannot promise the government will find all missing people or that those who are found and reunited with their families will have a better life. But he says the government has created a committee to help coordination efforts to find missing people.
We have a responsibility to make sure that every South Sudanese is missing and have a happy life. And that's one of the best things we need as a Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, to establish a working committee. And this working committee will definitely be effective, even at the states and the local level. Its role and its objective is to facilitate the International Rescue Committee and it enforces its mandate in order to find the missing person.
In a press release issued yesterday, Patrick Youssef, the director of the Africa region for the International Committee of the Red Cross, said 48,000 people are still registered as missing in Africa. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.